This is Matt with Florida. How may I help you?
Oh, hi, William. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, I'm still working on getting that scrape deal.
I know. I know that I put a note in here that last we spoke you were stuck on the side of the road, but I was wanting to offer you a more affordable option. Not sure, you know, if it would help a lot or not, but your program includes an extra $100 worth of Facebook ads. What some people do is they remove the ads, and that would lower your subscription to $149 monthly. And the reason I suggest that is that you could always call back and put those ads back on later if you wanted to. It's the Google listing that's exclusive. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah, let's do that. And I still don't have it right now. It might be another week, maybe two tops, I'd like to think. No more than that, but.
Okay. Well, good. I'm glad that I called back. I can at least make that price adjustment for you. And then I'll put a note in here that you need a week or two, and I'll follow up with you again. And, of course, if anything changes, you can call me, okay?
Absolutely. I appreciate that. And does my Local Splash include, like, want to be spam calls? Do y'all have a spam blocker?
There isn't a spam blocker, but you have a call tracking number, and that will eliminate a certain number of spam calls because there's a press one, press two greeting on there. So it'll say, you know, if you're a new customer, press one. If you're an existing customer, press two. Both options will ring over to your phone, but a lot of spam calls are computer generated, so they can't press one or two. So when you're connected, it's an actual client on the other line or a live person, if you will. You know what I mean?
Okay. I was curious because lately I've been getting a lot of spam calls, and it's like right after I felt like maybe my subscription lapsed.
Oh,
I'm not sure if it lapsed yet or not. It kind of came about the same time. It's probably just coincidence.
Are you using any other service like a Thumbtack or an Angie Leads or a Yelp, anything like? Oh, okay. The reason I ask you is we deal with a lot of the Angie Leads clients, and over and over and over again, people tell me that the spam calls are initiated there because I guess that in addition to, you know, selling you leads, they'll put you up on their directory. So what people can do, those spam calls or those spam companies, is they can put in flooring companies in Georgia, for example, on Angie Leads, and they get pages and pages of leads. They just call
them
all of them.
Man, it is such garbage. Angie is the worst. I've lost more money there. Yeah, I haven't made a dime off, but I've lost probably $2,000 in the past 6 months on Angie's. I bet I paid $5,500 and only got $33 back.
Wow. Yeah, you know, I've heard every kind of horror story in the book with that company, you know, so I know where you're coming from. You know, they'll charge you if it's 150 miles away or if it's a bogus lead in an incorrect category or if it's already been called on by five or six other guys, you know.
All they do is resell. All they do is resell. It is the worst.
Yeah,
I'm not going to hold you up. It's I appreciate you offering that, and yeah, I'll go with that for now, and I definitely will change it back later and probably add some to the Facebook marketing in the future, as well as finally, hopefully, update some of my own pictures and things of that nature.
Yeah, that's the nice thing about the Facebook ads. You can, you know, start and stop those anytime without affecting the rest of the program. Either way, your Google listing will still stay optimized on the first page, you know, so that's, you know, a better option for you, I think, in the meantime. So I'm so glad that we spoke as well. So have a great rest of your week, too, okay?
Thank you. You as well.
All right. Thank you, William. Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.